Although Richard Wagner was born in Leipzig, he spent most of his childhood in Dresden. He was nearly 15 when he returned to Leipzig and went to St. Nicholas's School. He was very annoyed by the fact that he had to repeat a year he had already completed at school in Dresden.
Hey Wagner, not daydreaming again, are you? It might be all right during the lessons, but it's break time now.
Apple, leave me in peace. I simply have to dream. Last night, I dreamt about Shakespeare, and I showed him my tragedy Leopold.
Don't tell me he could actually read your scrawl.
I read it out to him.
Of course you did.
He was full of praise for it. And now, I'll have to dream of Beethoven, since he's unfortunately no longer with us.
It would be difficult to play anything to Beethoven anyway, with him being so deaf.
Don't you dare mock the great Beethoven.
Sorry. Hey, have you heard the latest song everyone's singing?
Yes, my dear Apple. Music is a demon, a mystical, sublime monstrosity. In my half-waking dreams, I often have visions of the root, the third and the fifth, coming to life and revealing their true magnitude to me.
You really do live in an eerie world.
They're not all ghosts, you know. I actually saw E.T.A. Hoffmann's conductor, Johannes Kreisler, some time ago.
I do believe you've gone completely mad.
Not at all. I met him at a garden recital. He was a tall, exceedingly thin man with extraordinary mannerisms. When listening to music, he gave peculiar, convulsive nods of his head and seemed to go into spiritual ecstasy. Flax was his name. I can just imagine him like a stalk of flax, waving eccentrically in the breeze. But when he was ensnared by a young lady due to his not inconsiderable fortune, believing that she loved him, his house was suddenly closed to me, out of jealousy.
Right, now you can turn your attention to your schoolwork again.
I'm only going to school out of consideration for my family. It's a complete waste of time.
Non scole, sed familie discimus. We learn not for school, but our family.
I vow to develop freely, unhampered by this educational pedantry.
Your school career certainly is developing freely into a disaster.
Disaster doesn't worry me. I am looking forward to it.
And I can see a teacher a long way off, yearning to speak to you.
The devil take those petty, small-minded schoolmasters.
Wagner, come to the blackboard.